Last few months, social distancing has become a new phrase. A new normal. What if avatar technology could connect us with friends and loved ones anywhere in the world? I bet my next guest will agree that sci-fi is getting real. So there is a new online sci-fi anthology inspired by XPRIZE, awarding, well, a pretty cool award to a winning team that can create an avatar system. I'm going to let my next guest talk about this. Anthology editor Ann Vandermeer on the line. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, this looks like somewhat of a silver lining in these times. And, of course, I know you are no stranger to fantasy and award-winning, editor-in-chief at one time for Weird Tales?
That's correct.
Yeah, awesome. Cheeky Frog, Frog Books, and more. So there we go, talking now about this opportunity. What's an anthology?
An anthology is a collection of stories from multiple writers.
Yes.
So it could be original fiction, and in this case, Avatars, Inc. is original fiction. All these stories were written specifically for this project.
Let's talk about the project, if you would.
Okay. Well, this particular anthology was made possible by the incredible partnership that we have between XPRIZE and All Nippon Airways, and it's intended to expand and widen the overall conversation about avatars among the general public. So lay people, we can talk about it. We can make this topic of avatars accessible, relevant, and also exciting. And I think right now in this time period when we're all, you know, in lockdown, social distancing, that type of thing, the whole idea of avatars is just a question that we can talk about now. I mean, it's relevant today. It's not just something in the far future, but something we can talk about today.
A little late, I've been seeing the Facebook avatars, but I'll ask you again to define an avatar.
Okay, well, an avatar is a physical, non-autonomous system which an operator can see, hear, and interact with in a remote environment so that they feel like they're actually really there. That's what an avatar is.
Now, let's talk about, what opportunity you have for us. What is this XPRIZE competition, and how does avatar technology become involved here?
Well, the XPRIZE is a nonprofit foundation that was designed to reward technology inspirations. It's operated 17 different competitions so far, and in certain different domains. We've done space, oceans, learning, health, energy, environment, and right now we're looking at avatars. So this particular thing is we have 77 qualifying teams from all over the world, lots of different backgrounds, industries, and nations, which are trying to create a real avatar system. As I said, the avatars that these people are creating, they will demonstrate the ability to remotely execute tasks across a variety of real-world scenarios. And this way, the operator, the human operator, is going to feel as if they're truly there. So I will give you a perfect example, especially in today's world, what it could possibly do. So for right now, we have people that are in quarantine in hospitals. And the healthcare professionals are all covered up with their PPE, right, trying to make sure mm-hmm. that they are safe. But if you had the opportunity to control an avatar, the avatar could be there in real time, in real space with the people that are ill, but it would be a human person who is controlling the avatar, and yet they're at a safe distance and don't have to worry about contamination. So that's a perfect example of how the avatar technology could be used in the future. And it's something that I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about now.
You bet. Let's talk. So the competition, shall we say, is well underway?
Yes, the competition, it's a 4-year program. So it was announced 2 years ago at South by Southwest, and that's when the whole idea of avatars came into being for this competition, and we're about halfway through it right now. So the winners are going to be announced in 2022. We're halfway through, and we thought this was a great opportunity to launch this anthology and have some of the greatest minds in science fiction to be able to explore the different ways that we could use avatars in the future.
I like this. Imagine putting on, a VR headset, haptic gloves, and I'm operating a robotic version of myself elsewhere in the world in a full sensory experience?
Right, and in real time, you know, not in, you know, exploring the past, but in real time. So it would be exactly what's happening right now in that space. You would be having all of the experiences that you would if you were in that space. However, you would be safe. And not only that, anyone else that the avatar comes in contact with would also be safe.
And back to the anthology. My notes tell me the anthology is free to read online at the project's website?
Yes, there's a special website, avatars.inc. If you go to that website, you can see all of the stories there. You can read them online, and every single story is beautifully illustrated by different artists. So it's not just the story itself, but then you get that gorgeous eye candy. In addition, people that don't like to read online, you can download a free ebook as well.
Very nice. And lastly, Anne Vandermeer, again, what is in it for West Michigan? Why should we be getting involved?
You mean reading the anthology or getting involved in the whole idea of avatars?
I like both.
Okay, well, the whole idea of avatars, the reason why we're doing this is we want people to think about all the different ways that avatars could be used. When you take a look at the anthology and see what these writers have come up with, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm here in Florida, so one of the things that we deal with all the time are hurricanes. And how many times have we seen a weather person standing in the middle of a hurricane? Well, one of the stories explores having an avatar in that position instead, so that the person is safe and yet still experiencing storm chasing. So that's a perfect example of how you can use an avatar. And yes, I think that people can read this anthology and go, wow, that's really cool.
Very nice. Well, let's get to it. Back full circle, sci-fi is getting real. Tell me one more time, Anne Vandermeer, anthology editor, how to find out more information about this.
The anthology can be found at avatars.inc, avatars.inc, and from there you can also learn more about the XPRIZE.
All right, only a matter of time. Thanks for your conversation, this new online sci-fi anthology inspired by XPRIZE. Take care to you, Anne.